As possibly the biggest buyer of fuel in the world, the Defense Department can ill afford to make mistakes in forecasting prices. If it guesses wrong, it could face billions in unforeseen costs. But the Government Accountability Office found mistakes can happen, and this one was a doozy. Johanna Ayers is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office.
Essentially, we found that for the fiscal year 2016 budget, DOD had made an error in its application of data regarding fuel prices.
So that means a very small variation in the data or the way it's used can produce a gigantic effect on the budget, I imagine.
It can. And specifically what we found is that DOD took a number that should have been used as a percentage to show changes in fuel prices over time and actually applied it as a dollar value.
Oh, that's a really big error.
It was. It was an error that, though, was unfortunately caught after the department had submitted its budget request to Congress.
And how does such a thing like that get caught in the first place?
We uncovered it during the course of a review that we were doing looking at DOD's fuel budget.
Okay, so let's back up for just a moment. In buying fuel, and I think it's fair to say the DOD is the largest fuel buyer on Earth, or one of them. And we're talking about fuels for planes, ships, tanks, cars, all of it, right?
That is correct.
They are not allowed by law to hedge, correct, as the, say, for example, airlines do?
No, the department does not hedge. It buys fuel on the market and not in a manner similar to the commercial airlines.
Well, does it buy on the spot market or does it buy in advance? I mean, how does it go about its purchasing?
The process for purchasing is done by the Defense Logistics Agency. It buys fuel on the market for the entirety of the Department of Defense.
All right. And so what is the methodology that they are supposed to use and what numbers do they plug in?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have not taken a position on what methodology the Department of Defense should use in developing its standard fuel price. Rather, the position we have taken and that we have recommended to the department both in 2014 and again this year is that when it develops its methodology, it needs to clearly document its assumptions and provide detailed rationale for how it has estimated each component of the standard price.
It's standard prices, correct? Because they buy gasoline, they buy aviation fuel, they buy diesel fuel, they buy whatever ships run on.
Actually, for budget purposes, they set one standard fuel price. It's the bulk fuel price that covers all of those different types of fuels that you referred to.
So it's almost like an average of what they expect to burn.
Yes, it is an aggregated average fuel price.
And so tell us what came to light in this particular investigation on the error that in the way they apply their formula.
Mm-hmm. What we found is that the fuel price that the Department of Defense developed for fiscal year 2016 did not accurately reflect market conditions and did not fully account for risk because they had erroneously applied a price index as a dollar value.
So this was someone punching something into a computer somewhere?
I really can't say exactly how the error occurred. We're not able to determine that. We just know that it was an error that happened during the process.
And so how did it come to light? Did someone say, wait a minute, there's a decimal point here that's wrong?
Actually, we found the error during the course of related work that we were doing related to DOD's fuel budget as we were reviewing the standard price and how it was developed. We started to raise questions about how the price had been developed.
And so did the error give them too much budget or not enough to cover their fuel needs?
Well, what we are looking at is the fiscal year 2016 budget request. So obviously that has not, we've just now entered fiscal year 2016. And so it won't be until the end of 2016 that we'll be able to know if overall over the course of the year, the price that DOD set and its estimate for how much fuel it would need was entirely accurate. However, I will say, fuel prices are considerably lower today than when DOD set the standard price for fiscal year 2016, and it set that price almost 16 months ago.
So in other words, they're going to be saved by the bell almost, or they're going to luck out here.
Well, what will happen is they had requested $11.7 billion for 2016. The Congress has already taken action through the National Defense Authorization Act to reduce the amount available to fuel to about $9 billion.
And what should happen if the price would suddenly rise for some particular reason, which we can't really predict because of the world politics?
Yes, that is certainly correct. And DOD has flexibilities to draw on working capital funds to cover volatility in the fuel market.
But it's unlikely they would go back to Congress, I guess, and ask for a reapportionment of the budget if they can avoid it.
That is correct.
And so what should they do? What are you recommending they do to get a better handle and make sure that the estimates come out accurately or at least on some supportable basis in the future?
Mm-hmm. Well, what we have recommended for the fiscal 2017 standard fuel price, which is currently being determined by the department, is what we have recommended is actually going back to previous recommendations we made in 2014. And those are that the department reevaluate its approach for estimating the standard price and that it document its assumptions, and it also use valid and reliable data on market conditions, and that it reviews and understands the risk and limitations associated with any methodology that it chooses.
And that it doesn't confuse the percent key with the dollar sign key.
We certainly think that would be part of having valid and reliable data.
Johanna Ayers is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.